Well, it there was there was an odor of sorts.
Which is like my dick 90% of the time.
Whose dick do I have to suck to get a case of Evian?
I've made the mistake of going on the Reddit.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining the show. Episode 270 of the show. So stoked you could get in with us. Thank you for being a part of our thing. I am joined now, as I am always, by our very own Ed Daly. Ed, is everything okay over there?
Apparently not. I got one of those emergency alerts on my phone.
Yeah?
Tornado warning.
No, fuck that.
I'm right next to New York City. The tornadoes. No. That's for fucking Kansas. No. That's for Dorothy. That's what?
I got a buddy that lives in Nashville, and they get tornado warnings, and he doesn't have a basement, and they have to like huddle in like under the stairwell or something at his house. It sounds fucking terrifying. I take earthquakes. Number one, easiest to deal with natural disaster. Earthquakes by far. You fuck those tornadoes. Fuck.
Just don't be on the Bay Bridge when it happens.
Right. Fuck hurricanes. What are the odds though? Like it's, you know,
those poor, you know what I thought
when it's
of?
Your time,
obviously,
it's your time.
Loss of life sucks. Of course. But how about for the commuters that were like one spot behind the part of the bridge that fell down during the World Series?
Yeah.
And they're just, I mean, are you there for like 3 days? When do you get off that bridge?
Well, I would just, that's a good point. I would just leave my car there.
Oh, yeah. You pull a, what's the Michael Douglas movie? Falling down. You just leave
defense.
The car. Just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Well, yeah. I'd leave a note with my number on. Hey, let me know what to do here. I'm headed home.
Yeah. I'm out. Take my fucking Honda. I'm good.
Exactly.
I would like to open by, sadly looking backward. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Was a terrible day. Big guy. We all loved him. Taken way too early. I believe it was at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh.
May 28th, 2016, Harambe.
It's been 3 years already.
Went to the big zoo in the sky. Poor guy.
Oh. R.I.P. Harambe. I want to call this show Rip Harambe, but I feel like I've already done that before.
Yeah, part two, 2.0. Yeah. I mean, Harambe was just trying to make his way through the world. The mannequin challenge was going on. It was hot when he was gunned down in his prime. Dude never even got to see Get Out, Dunkirk. Bruce Jenner was just an Olympian. Bruce Jenner was just an Olympian who had some plastic surgery issues. He never got to hear the Carter Five from Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Never got to opine on the Yanni Laurel challenge. I mean, Harambe had so much life to live. Big guy, gunned down at the zoo.
He was just minding his own fucking business, Ed. He was just chilling.
Being a gorilla. Like, he was just being a gorilla.
Being a gorilla. He didn't want to be in a zoo.
Yeah. That was somebody else's choice for him.
Yes.
He just wanted to be the man. Hopefully have sex. That's about it. That's what Harambe was about. And, you know, it hurts every time to look back, but let's never forget the legend known as Harambe.
He was a good dude, taken way too early, just chilling. Somebody wasn't watching a kid. Number one pet peeve, watch your kids. Also,
It's somebody's bad parenting that he got murked.
Yeah. Also, the family of Harambe deserves some compensation for him being in an unfenced enclosure. How is it possible to just cruise right into a fucking gorilla enclosure? If it weren't for this kid doing it, some frat boy would have done it eventually. Remember those guys that got killed by that? They were pestering the tiger at the San Francisco Zoo. This was quite a while ago. It was probably like Yeah, it was in the early 2000s.
You don't pester a tiger.
They were like shooting it with a fucking wrist rocket or something, and it fucking leapt out of the enclosure, murked one of the dudes, was fucking chasing the other two when a cop had to fucking shoot it and kill it. Like that would have happened. The tiger. Tiger got murdered.
He got killed for being a tiger.
Yeah, doing what tigers do. Try to eat things that fuck with them.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's their survival.
Yeah. Fucking Harambe. And, you know, it got kind of popular after to be like, well, fuck, you know, they had to do what they had to do. And maybe. But it doesn't make it any less sad that Harambe got fucking whacked in his home.
It was beautiful. He's beautiful. He was in his gorgeous prime. Animal.
There's only like 300 of those in the wild, by the way.
Never got to see the movie Dunkirk. Feel bad for the guy. But, you know, we can look back and be sad, or we can look forward. Between July 31st and August 3rd, the 20th annual SOOPA Gathering of the Juggalos is out there. The infomercial is on YouTube. I watched a few minutes. It's pretty impressive. 20th. SOOPA.
That means, wow. So they started this in 1999.
Oh, man.
Wednesday, July 31st through Saturday, August 3rd. Juggalo gathering. Now, have they brought it back to the Pennsylvania, Ohio, like Lehigh Valley, Ohio Valley area?
Yeah, that's where it should be. Let me see.
Because they moved it to Oklahoma last weekend, where I feel like they would be able to do a pretty good gathering of the Juggalos.
Springville, Indiana.
Indiana. Interesting.
I see there's a Transformers-themed cover band named Cybertronic Spree. A fast food-themed parody band named Mac Sabbath.
Oh, they're local. They're from around here. They play around here all the time. They play.
Bar will be there.
They play Black Sabbath covers dressed as Ronald McDonald and the gang. Grimace is there. The Hamburglar.
Whoa, there's some off-brand ones. KRS-One's going to be there?
Well,
seems like a big get for
them. I'm seeing a picture of Morris Day.
Morris Day in the Time?
Yes. Gilbert Gottfried?
What?
He's
Ghetto
there?
Boys?
Holy
This year,
shit.
Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys going out trick-or-treating.
Holy shit.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs.
CNC Music Factory. I thought one of the C's died.
There was only one. It was just that,
I think the dude's dead.
Freedom Williams.
Yeah.
And then
I think so.
And in the video, and I'm surprised this didn't get the Milli Vanilli treatment. In the video, it was a hot chick singing while, Freedom Williams rapped. And turns out it was actually a more heavy set black woman that did all the singing. But when it came time to do the
she had powerful pipes. Yes. Now, Freedom Williams is alive and well. He's 53 years old.
He was very.
Somebody died.
He was in very good shape, Ed. I would be shocked if he died early. Guy had an 8-pack.
Somebody died. Maybe it was the singer.
People die. It could have been. Could have been. I mean, she might have had a thyroid thing. It was a large.
She had pipes.
Woman, yeah. I'm more interested in like what pops up. And of course they don't make
they have a lot of tense stuff.
Oh, flavor under the subheading flavor. Let's see what they got going on. They don't
A Juggalo Yacht Club wine mixer.
Oh, and the wine's got to be like Mad Dog 2020, right? Or Thunderbird.
I would think so. Something that pairs well with Faygo.
Cisco.
You have a lingerie contest? That's got to be really beautiful.
Absolutely. I wonder if, like, over under on the least of amount of horrendous tattoos on a contestant in the lingerie contest. I'm going to put the over under at right around 70.
A very regrettable tattoo gathering. You got to think every person, yeah. I mean, you know, we both have tattoos, yeah. But I would say people there probably have at least 6 very regrettable tattoos. 100%. Like everyone there.
Yeah, I would agree.
At least.
Yeah, for sure. But not in the juggalo world. Like they're.
Oh, it's on brand.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, like, some really questionable decisions.
Oh, the timeline's coming soon, so we don't have the full lineup for like when the Faygo.
We just got a teaser.
When the Faygo launching contest is, and I'll be honest, I'm not like Brian. You know, I'm a podcast host. I'm not a Brian event planner, but mm-hmm. I would think that, and I've seen the Firefest docs, both of them. I would think that you would want to have at least a rough sketch of when and where things are happening by now.
The cautionary fire tale
in 2 months.
They better get that guy who's going to suck dick for water. They better get him in there.
Maybe, I wonder if he helped booked it. Like he was like,
that dude is a motivated planner.
They're holding our Faygo at the Illinois border. They're bringing it in. We can't get our Faygo. We need to get the guy from the Firefest documentary. We need to get him up from working the America's Cup up here to work.
Whose dick do I have to suck to get a case of Evian?
Yeah, get Billy up here to get the Faygo across state lines. Event map. Let's see how they got this thing set up.
I gotta think it's not a good map.
No, it's
not to scale.
It's really pretty good. Well, it's got a sweet animation of or a portrait of the guys. Of course, I'm talking about Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope. And we determined, I mean, we're huge juggalos, obviously, but just for clarification, Violent J is the Guy Fieri one, right?
Yes, I believe so.
I'm pretty sure we figured that out. So they got the Super Stage. The Huggle.
What do you think about? I'm just like Shaggy Two Dope. That tattoo right on the Adam's apple windpipe area. That's got to be a painful spot.
Yeah, I would think so.
Doesn't feel good. Yeah. Ferris wheel doesn't feel like a Ferris wheel kind of crowd.
Well, it's
right by the Super Stage.
It's got a carnival atmosphere. You know why? You know why they got a Ferris wheel? So that everyone can go home and tell their grandkids eventually that they got blown on the Ferris wheel right next to the Super Stage while ICP
with the spasmatic hangout in the distance.
Right. While ICP was on stage at the 2019 20th annual gathering. Oh, there's multiple.
Look at the northern, one of the northernmost spots, a perfect opportunity for our tent. Bola town.
Yeah, so they got the
big Bola campsite.
I didn't think that that there was a caste system in the Juggalo world. I thought Juggalos were like all together. It seems like there's one better campground. There's the Fury Woods campground, there's the Camp Super Balls campground, which looks pretty sweet. And there's the Huggalo Grove campground. There's a whole bunch. Hero Mountain
campground. Epic Valley Campgrounds looks pretty gritty down below.
Yeah, but there's a Bala campsite area that looks like to be better. It's right next to the showers.
And on the bottom right, it seems like there's only 18 parking spots.
That's going
to
be tough.
Seems like they need to work on.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be
And I like the trolley that they show. It looks like like a hayride when you go apple picking.
Yeah, it's a tractor.
It's a tractor with like like a tiny little trip, like trolley.
You'd expect like golf carts or something to get people around. I mean, you wouldn't expect that, but you could picture that. But it's a tractor with a trailer behind the and not like the tractor, like 18 wheeler tractor, but like a John Deere.
And if you're an act and you're told, yeah, you're performing at the Camp Super Balls Pavilion. I mean, that is so small and just off into the distance.
It's kind of bullshit.
It's kind of bullshit.
Well, there's levels to this shit, though. There's levels. Yeah. You know?
But it's, I mean, there, if you're not on the Super stage or Shazam stage.
Yeah, those are the better stages.
Kind of a bummer. The rest of you are probably going to get ticks. Seems like a lot of woods.
Let's talk about the Cannibal's House. What happens in there? I don't think that's a place I want to go.
Yeah. Two men enter, two leave, but one's missing.
Ed Gein's chilling in there. Like, it's not, doesn't look like our kind of place.
Yeah. The Dahmer tent.
I would be more interested in hanging out at the spasmatic hangout.
Well, I know where the most fucking is going to happen. That would be Huggalo Grove.
Yep. For sure. That's where you go get it on. Yeah. Huggalo Grove.
Or Drainer Road. Campground.
Oh, yeah, that's where you drain it. You get it all drained out. Wow, pretty exciting. If anybody in our audience is going to the 20th annual Gathering the Juggalos.
Did I say Springfield? Spring something.
Yeah, it's always like a smaller, which is kind of fucked. I get that you need like a big area to do this in. But it's never.
Yeah, they need room to spread their wings.
Yeah, it's never like in a place you've heard of. It's like out where people won't fuck with them and there's no services.
But I'm sure the town is thrilled.
I like that there's a pond, a pool or pond.
With a warning.
Yeah. No swimming. Don't swim in that fucking thing. It's tiny anyway. I imagine it's gotta be.
Bathing's gonna be discouraged.
What's the word when it's because I get this wrong, turbid. Turbid is the word, right? Where it's cloudy, not turgid, which is like my dick 90% like of the time.
Yeah.
Turgid. I'm Brian Beckner. When he's getting ready to scoop, he can be turgid. Whereas this pool / pond at the Gathering of Juggalos, turbid.
There really is a separation by the super stage. Is something called Hero Mountain Campground. Hero.
Yeah.
Like that's definitely where the Guy Fieri guy
of course sleeps. That's anyone in our audience that's attending this event, that's where they're gonna be kicking.
Yeah, they'll be on Hero Mountain. No way they're hanging out in the Drainer Road Pavilion.
No, definitely not. They're not draining it out there. Okay. Wow. Well, we need updates. We'll have to check. Let's check back on this as it gets closer. Cause I want to know the events like the Faygo launching contest, Cannibal's House. I found it. Hold on. You figured this thing would be interactive, but you have to go up to the top and click the stuff up the top. There should be
I gotta tell you that map is more tech.
Great. It's great.
Than I ever expected them to have.
But it's not, you'd think you'd be able to hover over a thing and it would pop up and tell you what happens.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Oh, Cannibal's.
I think that's more for the 30th anniversary. They'll get that.
Oh, there's performances in this Cannibal's House is also, it's like a club area. There's bands playing there. American Slang is one of them. They look sort of normal. Deviant, they have Juggalo. They're definitely Juggalos because they have Juggalo makeup. Girlwood with there's no I in girl for some reason. GRL Wood, Jay Payne. I'm not familiar with any of these artists, I'll be honest. Jay Urja, the sexy psycho, and she's wearing like bondage gear and she has half of her head shaved and her and tattoos on the side of her head. That looks pretty sweet.
I'm gonna challenge that sexy label. I'm a little bit scary.
Well, yeah, I mean, different strokes, buddy. It's interesting, though, that like this guy, sexy something, what's his name? Jump Steady. He he's like got in this picture of him, he's got like a Juggalo necklace on and a Juggalo hat. So there's a lot of like Juggalo adjacent bands.
Well, it's what we've been trying to be.
Right. We're a Juggalo adjacent podcast. I'd love to go there and just do the show and just interview people all day. Like do like a Periscope, like a live screen. Oh,
it would be amazing.
There's a band called the Jasons and they all wear a mask of the Jason Voorhees. Stewart? Yeah. Jason, no. No, that would be better if we were Jason Stewart. daytime performances. That'd be kind of a bummer. I don't feel like, yeah. I don't feel like Juggalos are
Juggalos
early
are sleeping in.
Yeah.
They're sleeping in.
Yeah. I would agree. Wow. Well, anybody out there that's going, reach out to us. We would love to know what pops off at the G-O-T. Wait, G-O-J. G-O-T-J. Gathering the Juggalos 2019. Fascinating. Ed, back to the tiger that mauled three teens at San Francisco Zoo appears to have been provoked. This is a Harambe situation that didn't get, you know, the internet wasn't as prevalent in 2011 when this happened. Or no, 2007. A female Siberian tiger killed in a hail of police gunfire after fatally mauling a man at the San Francisco Zoo on Christmas Day 2007 likely was provoked into leaping and clawing out of its enclosure. The tiger named Tatiana killed 17-year-old Carlos Souza Jr. and injured his friends, brothers Paul and Cool Beer Dollywall, leaving claw marks etched in the asphalt and claw fragments on the bushes outside the pen. Yeah, they were fucking with it.
Yeah, well, what is Tatiana supposed to do?
Yeah, she was fucked with. She was out to settle a score. She didn't want to go out looking like a bitch. Good for Tatiana.
I clicked on. I realized I hadn't checked the Reddit page in a while. And I just like clicked and randomly scanned, and one of the most recent comments is, if one of them was secretly into pegging, I would say it's Ed. What? Wow!
I just clicked on it. Because we didn't have that many emails this week, and I thought I'm gonna check the I thought I was gonna check the Reddit and the
one. If Bri was into it, he would proudly proclaim it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't hide what I'm into.
B, Ed goes out of his way to say he's not into butt stuff.
Yeah, that's true. The Ed doth protest too much.
D, he's only talking about her butt. I don't
know what that means. Like you're not in. Oh, you're not into female butt stuff. Oh, like you're saying I'm not into butt stuff on chicks, like you're specifically saying I'm not into female butt stuff, but you never mention your own ass, like stuff done to your ass.
I can't tell you, freshman year in college.
Oh yeah, you got a finger up there.
No.
Oh,
I was licking around there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Good. She came back north.
Yeah.
She came back north.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Wait, she said that? No thanks?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying.
She wanted to give you a kiss. She wanted to put it back in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you turned it down.
Well, no, there was an odor of sorts. And listen, it was probably after a long day, but I was not okay with it.
You didn't shower. You had some
sweaty
ass.
It was like 3 a.m. after being at the bars.
Oh, my God.
I think I probably showered at like, you know, I was used to shower before going out to the bars, but it still could have been like 6-7 hours. Drinking beer at the bar. Yeah. Probably let a couple go. I'm just saying, when she came to us, I was like, that kind of smells like something not very. So I don't even think the tongue went. It's not like a tongue went up in there,
right,
but it was
went close
it was
enough
in the area, and wow. Like maybe that's, you know, one of the, yeah, that's the closest I've come in my own area.
Yeah, so there it is. Ed admits to pegging.
I've admitted to embarrassing sexual situations. Right. I, yeah. Just Yeah, wow.
That's great. You guys, if you're not on...
What if I give off a vibe of being somebody who likes getting pegged? Who cares?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Guys, if you're not on the Reddit, I highly suggest these guys are doing the Lord's work. TBLS underscore podcast on Reddit. And this that Ed's reading from episode 269, Mr. Pib Love. So he posts a synopsis or a reaction to every episode. And so on Mr. Pib Love, Vic did nothing wrong, said five letters. Oh, they've got a ladle. They give a ladle grade to every episode. Five ladles, period. This show should have been titled Scoop It Up Love. Scoops all over the place. I was laughing my ass off throughout. Extremely entertaining. Read another of my emails with a double dip scoop game. Ed was killing my sides with his dep at the end. Judas, I've got a smile on my face typing this out. What a fun hour plus. Couldn't agree more. Vic, five ladles. This is everybody reacting. What was that part of the email that he couldn't read? Oh, yes. It's Vic said something unfortunate in his email about my betrothed. I definitely couldn't read in front of her. Really funny. I wonder if Bri and Kate ever had a pegging sesh. I'd wager not. If one of them was secretly into pegging, I would say it's Ed. We've highlighted the reasons. Good points. Which one would be into sounding, which I don't know what the
What's
fuck
sounding?
I don't know what the fuck that is, but the Blue Tiger 77 alerts that it's me that would be into it. I have no fucking idea.
Sounding.
I don't know.
I gotta look up what is. Go ahead and sounding.
Google that shit. Sounding. I'm definitely not.
Hopefully it's a better result than when I Googled Peyronie's disease. Sounding.
Well, is it bad?
The practice of inserting plastic or metal sounds, and then in parentheses, long, thin, and very smooth objects into yours or someone else's urethra.
What? That's your dick.
Ultimately leads to stretching of the urethra so that larger objects such as a finger can be inserted in the penis.
Oh, come on, guys.
Guys. Wow.
Now I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about that for a while.
That's so painful. Oh, just the slightest touch near the urethra opening is not good.
Oh, that is heavy. A lot of good comments on here. Anyway, get on the Reddit. I'm cracking up. I need to check this more often. It's fantastic. You guys should definitely be on it. Ed, let's do a quick voicemail here.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
No Manuel this week, unfortunately. I hope our listeners haven't chased him off, because he's a good dude. Supporter of the show.
We've been good to him lately. He shouldn't be chased off. No, he's great. We love him.
Okay, another email. Let's check this one out.
And Ed, Fancy, it's Stu. I'm driving back from Portland. I've been doing that a bunch. It's been about 6 weeks, so I'm going to be in and out in less than 60 seconds.
Nice. I'm in and out in less than 60 seconds. Like Ed's pegging partner.
I would say that was me for the first, 38 years of my life.
Sometimes you get really excited. You got to work on your breathing.
Bad feeling. When you know there's just no going back, it's a bad one.
I think it's most dudes. Some dudes can just pound away for like an hour and a half and it's no problem. And I don't think broads are too into that aspect.
No, but I'm saying. Spot. there's a sweet spot. It's a bummer when you're like, oh fuck, it's already over.
Yeah.
It's not a fun feeling.
There's a sweet spot of a session and it's like 14 to 21 minutes.
I like the Chappelle show where they played the wrap it up music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
The woman's like, all right, just plays them off like an award show.
You do like 10, maybe 10 to like 25 minutes of foreplay. You really want to get everything going. It's not enough people spend enough time on that. You really want to get things going and you really want to drag it out until she needs what you have to give, because then it's going to be easier to get her to the place she needs to go.
Well, you don't want to start being honest.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever been with somebody who needed what I had to give. Oh. I feel like there has always been a more one-sided, yeah. I'm always needing it a little bit more than the other person.
You can get them more amenable to
it. I certainly know the ways of it being a more amenable situation, yeah. But I never feel like there's a 50-50 right. Going on.
Okay, fair enough. Let's see what Stu's got to say.
Driving all the time, and I'm seeing, you know who the most arrogant car drivers are in the world besides Audi guy? Is Tesla guy. I mean, it's as if they think their battery-operated poo doesn't stink.
Don't say poo.
I mean, what do you expect? Their car is named after a guy who didn't name it after himself. He named it after a Russian. Elon Musk.
I think he's Serbian.
Nikola Tesla.
And Nikola Tesla, guess what? Thomas Edison was the piece of shit. Nikola Tesla was the alternating current. Thomas Edison wanted direct current.
Yeah.
These hard lines that were going to cause fires everywhere. Nikola Tesla was one of the greatest men in history. Yeah. I mean, like, he's twice as good as Edison.
Yeah, and Edison, proud son of Edison, New Jersey.
It was probably named after him.
Oh, right. Well, no, but he's from New Jersey.
Edison, in an attempt when it was the AC-DC wars.
Yeah, DC.
Because Tesla was fronted by Westinghouse. And he's like, alternating current is way better. Yeah. And Edison, to try to like scare people into thinking it was less safe, he invented the electric chair. But he electrocuted animals. He took like a Ringling Brothers elephant and electrocuted it using alternating current.
Huge piece of shit. Didn't he jack a lot of people's patents too? Didn't he like get
steal their ideas? Troll.
And yeah,
he was a patent troll. Like
patented afterwards.
The first movie camera and projection. Everything. He was a patent troll. He was a piece of shit. The only thing that you could say he probably did better was he perfected the light bulb. Like the light bulb he came up with is more or less the light bulb that existed until like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns out it was a real piece of shit. It was more of a heat bulb than a light bulb.
Right. But he still had to share the credit with other people. But like he perfected it that other people's didn't last as long. But Edison was a piece of shit. Tesla, the best thing Elon Musk did was at least honoring one of the great men who's kind of forgotten in history.
Fuck yeah. And also now the Tesla driver, I can't really argue that it's usually like an oral surgeon or a finance guy. You know, they're expensive is my point.
I've been in a Tesla because my well-to-do sister-in-law and her husband,
lawyers.
They
each have one. I mean, that's baller. You got two Teslas, you're balling out. But
they're like neighbors with Dwayne Wade. Like they've got. But I will say it's pretty cool to be in the car.
They're cool ride. They're super badass, and also 100% American made vehicle. Like you're driving a Tesla. You're driving an American car, and it's the future of cars. So I'm kind of with Teslas, but I imagine they are mostly owned by douchebags. That's true.
Yeah, I would think. Not my family.
The name. Not. What's the etymology of that? There is none. It's not a name.
Etymology. Not
Entenmann's Donuts.
Not
I think he's talking
entomology. About. Etymology. But you're driving. Hey, higher degree of difficulty, you're driving, Stu. So we appreciate it.
on. And Musk, I mean, we all know what that is. That's the sweat off a dude's balls act. The best thing I can see about owning it.
I did check because it did sound familiar. Entomology is the study of insects.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I knew it was something. I knew it wasn't what he was saying, but yeah.
And also,
so he's talking about bugs.
Also, preservative filled grocery store cheese Danish that I would eat a big chunk of if somebody brought some home on the weekend.
Tesla is you don't go to the gas station where all the 20-somethings wearing snapback thrasher hats, chugging Monster energy drinks, smoking heaters, and eyeballing your wife are. And when you're at the gas station, you should pump up your tires, which reminds me, we've discussed this, one of the 10 best inventions of all time is the wheel, and that's a bona fide one. And with your wheel comes tires, and I was noticing, this is a pet peeve, people who push bicycles, they do not understand the compound effect of the wheel. So anytime you see someone pushing a bicycle, you know you're looking at a bona fide moron.
Pushing a bicycle?
It's a fact. And
last you mean like walking your bicycle?
I think so. I think he means walking a bike. Pushing?
Well, I mean, there's an area that I have to like to get through somewhere.
Yeah.
And it says all bikers need to dismount because you're going through where like the Hoboken train station is.
Yeah.
So I do have to walk the bike.
There's, you know, I knew I was a dad. There's like an area where I ride my bike at the beach with my kids sometimes. And it's like, you're supposed to, because there's a lot of people around, you're supposed to get off and walk your bike through that area. And for like tens of years, I would just stay on my bike and just ride it slowly through that area. And now when I go through there, I get off.
That's set an example.
Yeah.
There are times you have to walk your bike. Yeah. It's just part of it.
Yeah, you gotta walk your bike sometimes.
Up Nikolai Tesla, famous Russian. In the words of another famous Russian, Joseph Stalin,
Nikolai.
Dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it. Click.
Okay.
And by the way, Joseph Stalin?
Yeah.
That's not his real name. Joseph Stalin is Steel. He made up a porn star name for himself.
Joseph Steel?
He named himself Joey Steel. That's not his real name.
Up.
He wanted to sound tough, so he named himself Joey Steel. He chose a porn star name for himself.
What a piece of shit. I mean,
he was.
Oh, besides all the other things he did.
Besides, like, the tens of millions of murders.
Right. Marching out women and children to get in front of Panzer tanks.
But yeah, he was Serbian, I'm almost positive. Croatian, and I know that's a real bad error to make.
I don't like that.
But I think he's Serbian, but he's definitely Russian.
Not Russian. It's Nikola, not Nikolai. I'm with you.
I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
This one's a real earworm. That reminds me, Ed, I had a birthday recently, and for my birthday, I was given a new sparkly ring that I've been wearing.
Ooh.
And you would have seen it if you'd been watching my Insta stories.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some loaded on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Woo! Ed, what's popping off in the world of sports? Talks of sports.
We feature them a fair amount in the sports section. Smash Mouth, their Twitter account.
They're busy. They like to troll people, Smash Mouth. My favorite thing about Smash Mouth is that everyone thinks Smash Mouth is the name of the guy that sings in Smash Mouth.
Yeah,
so they're
the
like, hey, Smash Mouth.
Or the Violent J guy.
Right.
Or
right.
The Guy Fieri guy. Well, I'm assuming that's who it is, Smash Mouth. He's trying to get into an NBA Finals beef with Drake about the Raptors and Warriors.
Oh, right, because they're north. Now, I think they're from – I thought they were from Sacramento, which
– But they what was it, like last week or the week before, they were taking the San Francisco Giants cause.
Yeah, they must. I mean, those that must be their teams. But I mean, if you're from Sacramento and Sacramento got its own damn basketball team, I could see you still being a Giants fan. You don't have a baseball team in Sacramento. And I could see you being a 49ers fan because you don't have a football team in Sacramento. But Sacramento, quite a ways away from San Francisco.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let it go. They might not be from the
Reggie Theus days. That could be tough.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I agree in that Drake is like Spike Lee now on the sidelines, like making a little too much.
He's much worse. He's much worse than Spike Lee. He's much worse. He was
maybe these days, but
Ed,
you know,
he was giving the fucking coach a back rub. He was rubbing his shoulder. Spike Lee, as I recall, sat on the other side of the court and kind of like down towards one of the baskets a little more, so he didn't.
Yeah, but he was like that time he fired up Reggie Miller by like standing up and giving him the choke symbol, like. We don't need That's other true. People I, firing no, up other team. Like, get out of here. Just sit there and enjoy your great seats.
Okay, I need to self-correct here. Smash Mouth, not from Sacramento, as I alluded to earlier. Smash Mouth, actually from San Jose, due south of San Francisco, within the very close to the 49ers stadium. They have San Francisco bona fides. My bad. I apologize, Mr. Smash Mouth.
Yeah, I mean, but that guy, Smash Mouth, he's probably made so much money from Shrek.
Oh, he has, yeah.
He's like that has gotta be just the best. Shrek, anytime there's a new Shrek movie, Smash Mouth gets all that money.
They put that song in there.
Yeah. The All-Star song. That's
pretty sweet. And I assume this guy.
And he fucked up when he challenged Bryce Harper, and the person came back and said, aren't they supposed to get paid?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sticking with the NBA, Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade's wife, has just been clowning him lately in interviews. And
he likes to get his ass eaten, like you, Ed.
Uh-huh. She's clowning him in interviews, and she let somebody know that he thinks milk costs $20 to get a gallon of milk.
Well, why would he know, honestly?
But how could you? He grew up. I mean, he was a superstar.
Yeah, of course he doesn't know.
Basketball player, but like you don't know things when you grow up. Like, did he? I don't know. I never find those stories funny. Like when they roll out Bill Gates and they ask him the prices and he's like, I don't know, $40 and everything's it's cute. Like maybe you just have too much money if you don't have a if you're not even
I don't know.
If you're more than double what something costs, maybe you just have too much money.
Like I do a lot of the shopping and I'm not like too keen, although the other day
I wouldn't kill it on Prices Right, but I would. You know, if you're going a little high, you would say like milk costs $9, $20.
No, that's a little high. The other day I was at the store and I was getting some macadamia milk, and it was a gallon, right? That's what one of those square paper.
No, that's a
half gallon.
That's a half gallon.
Okay, it was one of those, and it was $4.99, and I thought to myself. A package of roasted macadamia nuts that's probably about 16 ounces at Costco is like $20. And this
when I get the when I get the almonds.
Expensive. Right?
I always do a double take. It's $15 for a package of almonds.
It's expensive. It's but this macadamia milk was $5 for a huge jug of it, which led me to believe. Ain't too many fucking macadamia nuts in this thing of milk in my hands right here. That's all I'm saying. Right. Like it's mostly water. Right. Let's be honest. It's watery.
Right. Nuts. You, it's the opposite of like fruit juice. We have to squeeze X amount of oranges to get orange juice.
Right.
Right.
There's
not many nuts in there. No. Wild West. They put Aaron Rodgers on the Jumbotron at a Bucks game, and they try to get him to, like, I think versus another member of the Packers, like, who could chug a beer faster? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers made it through, like, half a beer and then just put it down and waved it off.
Okay, there's, well, like, I got two lines of thought here. One, I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Seems like a pretty big douche. He's from Chico.
I agree with that.
He's okay. If you're going to attempt the chug, do the chug. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, or if I'm me and somebody like points at me and they're like, time to chug, I don't even fucking attempt the chug. I wave it off. I fucking turn it down straight away. I'm not chugging shit. I'm 40. I don't chug shit. I don't fucking drink things I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink anything any faster than I want to drink.
Fine.
Yeah.
He tried and failed.
If he tried. If you try, you got to do the chug.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. He should be able to chug. It wouldn't kill him to have the full beer. Or, like you said, just be like, no.
No.
And I'm the quarterback of the – I'm a Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. In the state of Wisconsin, I can have you killed.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do shit.
I don't chug.
But like – get the fuck out of here. He couldn't finish like half a beer. It was terrible.
I was with some buddies in Austin a couple years ago, and we were going out to bars and stuff, and they kept buying me fucking shots. And I don't – like, I'll do a tequila shot. I got rules to it, though. I need my tequila chilled. If I'm going to have a shot of tequila, I want it to be a good tequila, and I want it to be fucking ice cold. That's all there is to it. I'm fucking – I'm not – at the fucking age where I'm just drinking anything you put in front of me. And
I don't like shots.
And B, I don't really like shots, especially if it's warm. So they kept giving me the shots and I'd be like, all right, buddy. And then I'd fucking slowly slide it back to the bartender every night. And then so the next day we're going out again. I go, look, guys, I love you guys. We're old friends. We're buddies. Don't buy me any shots tonight, please. I don't want any shots. Don't bring me any shots of anything. I don't want shots. No shots.
Yeah, I have somebody that I go out with sometimes. Yeah. Like our kids are on the are on the same soccer team, like, and soccer. You know, you get beers every once in a while, and he's like, "Let's do a shot." No, yeah. It's for some people. It's 4 just not
on a Saturday. No,
I don't. Nah, but it doesn't matter what time. I'm just not into shots.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you for the most part. I like a drink. Like I like whiskey, but I want a neat. Nice pour of whiskey that I can sip like a fucking gentleman. I'm a gentleman. I do gentleman shit. Like sip whiskey. I don't do shots.
I was having a nice neat whiskey at a restaurant this weekend with my old buddy, Craigslist threesome guy.
Oh yeah.
You have a story right next to us was a porn star with an old dude. With his old balls and loose skin. It's a real bummer.
Is it just the two of them?
Yeah. We were at like, it was the two of us, and then it was a restaurant that, you know, 2 feet next to us was the other table.
Now.
And Craigslist threesome guy, the best. Yeah. He's just the best. It looked like an odd situation. Somebody who looked very fake looking.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Maybe she's 36 or whatever. 38.
According to the wiki, she's 38.
Okay. But she, you know, she looked like she's lived a tough 38 years, but like, you know, still is a sexual being. And she's sitting across from some old fucking dude. And it was just a real bummer and odd. But Craigslist threesome guy at the top of his lungs said, "Hey, that's Jesse Jane." They both everybody freezes. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, no. Of course he would recognize her, like so on brand.
I would. No,
no.
I'm kind of in the porn world where like I don't know who's what.
Well, yeah, they come and go so quickly.
Yeah.
Coin a phrase that you're not. There's very few porn stars that are in the fucking zeitgeist. Like there's just and Jesse or whoever this woman was, I don't think is one of them. So leave it to a guy that has a threesome. Via Craigslist to recognize an obscure porn star from the early 2000s.
It's a great man. Yeah. It was an enjoyable evening.
Hero.
local weatherman is fed up with NBA fans complaining about a tornado interrupting Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals.
How did that happen?
No. I guess this was it was a Virginia. There was a tornado warning.
Oh, on TV. Virginia. He had to break in like the OJ chase.
Break in, and people just trashed him on Twitter or whatever. And he like, oh, I'd like to say somebody tweeted. I'd like to say thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver versus Portland because you have to show a fucking tornado warning for over a half hour. One caller yelled, oh, it was a call. And a lot of people did it. And this guy, you know, was defending it. I will say, I totally agree. Put it on the ticker below.
I'm with the fans here.
But like, yeah. I didn't. If I'm freaking out over the tornado warning, I'm tuning into the Weather Channel.
Yes.
Or I'm reading online on my phone while the game is going on. This was not a tornado warning.
Yeah.
But. One thing that drove me fucking nuts was, as a Knicks fan, in the 94 finals,
the OJ chase.
The OJ chase, and they, for the longest time, they just had the OJ chase. Then they put it in the corner.
Corner, yep.
And, like, this was the first time and one of two times the Knicks have made the finals in my lifetime.
Yep.
And, like, they're showing a fucking car going down the highway. It was... I understand if you're a neutral person that was like enthralling, but for me, I cared way more about the Knicks in the finals than fucking OJ.
Yeah.
It was, and like these weather, and they all roll up their sleeves when there's a big storm and they give these updates about like, hey, this is what a tornado could do. Like, okay, we know. If we really are concerned, we're going to read up on it somewhere else. Yes. We don't need the local guy just telling us what's at stake. I don't know. I choose totally to watch basketball and pick something else.
Yeah, no, I'm with the fans on this one.
Yeah. It's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports
segment. Ed, what's happening in the non-sports world?
Yeah, well, let's take it to the town of Boston. Real, lovely town, lovely people there.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Museum of Fine Art tells black students to, quote, no food, no drink, no watermelon.
Come on.
And now they apologize.
Now, shut up. That's not true.
This is a story in the Washington Post, and they have, and it's about their apology.
Oh, my God. Fucking God, what?
Boston. I mean, the Museum of Fine Arts. It's not like they went to Sully's Corner Store.
Yeah.
I could see that sign.
Hey, this Tommy, put up the sign. Put up the no watermelon sign. They're coming. We need the no watermelon sign, Sully.
Sully. So Boston. Yeah. Being very Boston. Here's somebody who's not very Boston. Someone broke into a Massachusetts man's home, and all they did was clean the place and tidied up, including making his bed.
Oh, that's nice. Was it that adorable little Marie Kondo? Did she come in there? Right.
His drawers were stacked differently. It was amazing. But it would be creepy. Somebody broke in and just tidied up.
Yeah, that's.
You'd be like, why is somebody?
Great.
What is happening?
That's great.
It's a pretty funny way to fuck. It has to be somebody he knows.
Yeah. Does he have a broad? I mean, somebody. Yeah.
He was a guy in his early 40s living alone, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's probably like, he's got that thing where he's got the one toilet paper roll on top of the emptied toilet paper roll in the, who knows about the shower.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of leftovers in his fridge.
Yeah. Here's the deal. If if you're like trying to cut expenses, you know, everybody's tightening their belts. Like the one thing you should find a way to afford is to have somebody come over every couple weeks, maybe just even once a month, and just do the fucking heavy lifting around your place. And that's the mopping.
Oh, it's magical when they do.
Oh, it's the best feeling. The other week, the girl that comes to my residence, she comes on Mondays, usually every other Monday. And the other week, she couldn't come on Monday. She had to come on Tuesday, but I didn't know that. And so I walked into my house on Monday, and it wasn't like especially dirty, but it hadn't been cleaned. And I was like, it was like there was just a pall cast upon the house. I was just like so bummed out that she hadn't come. And yeah, she was coming the next day, but I was expecting to come home to that sparkly, just nice smell, like everything.
It just smells better. Everything's great.
It's the best feeling. Get somebody to clean your house.
It is a great feeling. And you're putting money into the community.
Yes.
You're helping somebody who needs the money.
That's right. It's a good business for them.
Let's take it down south. Florida woman's caught smoking crack, drinking beer, and having oral sex in the back of a pickup truck.
Wow. She likes a party. How was she doing all those three things at the same time?
You know,
orally sexed.
No. I think she was blowing a dude. Oh, but I think what they had was open booze and a crack pipe. So the headline implies that at some point those things were done, but she was caught. Probably there was an erratic driver.
Right.
I think I'd pass on that one.
Doesn't seem like my kind of thing. I'm shocked to hear that there wasn't some kind of exotic reptile involved.
Yeah, there might have been something in the backseat.
Maybe that's why they were in the back of the truck, because the baby gator gets to ride shotgun.
I'd just be concerned. It looks like from the mugshot, she's got pink eye, a bad case of pink eye.
Could it possibly be that girl that was a freshman at the University of Maryland College Park in the middle 1990s?
That's true.
She's got that. She's
stink eye.
Caught something in the eye.
It's
conjunctivitis.
It's oh, man. I would love to say her name because she kind of sucks, but I won't.
Oh, she's a bad person. Seems like she actually was.
She probably wasn't a bad person. Yeah. She just wasn't a big fan of how things went down with me.
Oh yeah, because she was your she was the roommate of your
No, that was different. This was freshman year. That was sophomore. Oh, gotcha. Owners of a Noah's Ark replica file a lawsuit over rain damage.
This is like I can't remember. There's a name for it where there's a copy of something but there's no original. So like the classic example is the 50s diner. There's all these 50s diners everywhere, but there's no, and they all look similar, but there's no original 50s diner that they're copying. The Irish pub, there's an Irish pub everywhere, but there's no one knows like where that came from. Similarly, I would say Noah's Ark.
You don't think it's real?
No, I mean.
Really? Hang on a second. Now, need to tell me you don't believe that like two lions marched up the plank right behind two zebras.
No. Wouldn't the lions eat the zebras, or they just chilled out because they were on
I mean, I got to tell you, that Noah must have the patience of a saint.
Yes.
He marched two of every insect on that
bugs.
Boat.
Yeah.
He had like millions of insects, two of each.
Right. It just doesn't seem like just a
zebras
way
had to be on the deck
people.
Because there's no way they could stay underneath.
What about the elephants?
I'm sorry, giraffes, not zebras. Giraffes have to go up top because there's just no room.
Also,
any drawing of that, the giraffes are always in the Titanic spot, like right up front.
Also, there back then, whenever this was supposed to be, there was way more fucking huge animals on this planet. There was like mammoths and shit. There was a bear, the short-faced bear that was 12 feet tall. Like where did they
sure
put those
was,
guys?
He was very orderly.
Yeah, just
and I'm sure they respected the hell out of the man marching him onto a boat.
Yeah, for sure. He just like maybe he just had like a little stick. Come on, and you like prod him a little bit. Come on, keep going. Just on the boat.
Right? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, people have their different attachments to religion, but there are a lot of people who like really believe in a literal.
No, there aren't any people that do. There's people that say they do. They don't.
No,
really
there are a lot of people that have a vote. Yeah. But,
yeah. Well, get the fuck out of here with your bullshit then.
Yeah. A Republican lawmaker from Mississippi punched his wife in the face for not undressing quickly enough.
Well, he probably asked her a couple times. Just kidding, guys.
And I mean,
it's a joke.
You see him.
Don't get offended. Him, yeah, he's buddy, a handsome dude.
I mean, how could you not tear off your clothes at this guy?
Yeah, he wanted her to get in there, do some work.
Okay. Got another story of a unchecked kid.
If somebody's taken off their clothes for you, like, win. You've
the greatest
won.
Gift of all. The greatest gift of all.
Yes.
If it's going slow, that's kind of hot.
You've won. You've won the game. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I think speed is not what you should be going for.
Totally agree.
Another unchecked kid at a zoo. Kid
fucking
was skipping rocks at an Illinois zoo. Now a flamingo is dead.
Oh, I heard about this. Got one in the leg.
Fucking kid.
Broke its leg. It needs those long-ass legs to stand up.
The parents are just cool with their kids skipping rocks? It's a zoo. It's not like the open seas. What are you doing?
No.
It's so satisfying when you can skip a rock like many times.
Oh, yeah. Across a pond.
It's a fun feeling.
You really need the right rocks, though. You can do it with pretty much any rock, but if you want to get...
Yeah, but some are kind of trash rocks. You get a nice flat kind of rock.
Yeah, you could get that thing fucking going.
How about when you do like two little hops and it's like the triple jump, all of a sudden that third one goes flying.
Bing! Yeah, it's a great feeling. And then it gets like 20 dribbles at the end where it's like, and you're like, it's going down. And it's like slowly smaller splash until it finally goes down. It's a beautiful feeling. It's very zen.
It's a great feeling. But don't do it at the fucking zoo with the flamingos.
Yeah, that's fucked. Flamingos. What a fucking trip. Like, what the fuck are those things? They got long ass legs. They're pink from eating all the shrimp and crawfish and shit. That's what turns them pink. It's the weirdest fucking thing. They're gorgeous, though.
Yeah, they're cool looking. They were like the intro of the Miami Vice theme song.
Totally. I like flamingo themed things. I would like a shirt with flamingos on it or a pair of shorts.
I'm not a Sharia law guy, but I kind of think it would be fun to have people skip rocks at the boy now.
Yeah.
It would be kind of fun.
I mean, yes, for a minute.
Not a little taste, a headshot. Just like hit him in the leg a couple times.
Little eye for an eye. I get that.
Yeah. this is a kind of a more subtle headline. Man allegedly hiding drugs in butt accidentally shoots himself in testicles.
What if his testicles had a weapon of their own to defend themselves from his gun? Nope. Yeah. And also, what if we put an armed guard outside of every asshole in America to protect the weed in it?
Right. And, you know, the only thing that can protect you from a bad yam bag with a gun is a good yam bag with a gun.
You don't have the right to go to the doctor and get the weed out of your asshole, but you do have the right to have an armed guard in everyone's pants to protect their dick from being shot by themselves.
Just something to think basic about. Sense.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
You gotta do what we can afford. You know, we can't just too many freeloaders out there.
On a high note, thousands. I mean, we made fun of the petition to redo the Game of Thrones season. How about the thousands who signed a petition calling for Danny DeVito to play Wolverine? I didn't sign up for this petition, but I wish I had.
I mean, it would be pretty good. Danny DeVito is delightful.
He's a treasure.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is still going. It's like 15 seasons in or something. I haven't I haven't watched what in a long
career.
Time.
Yeah, I haven't watched in a long time, but he was great on it. Yes, but what a career funny. He's had. Cuckoo's Nest. I mean, he's been in fucking everything. He's great.
Yes, Ruthless People. I mean, he's just been.
Dancing the Stone, he was the best part.
Amazing. War of the Roses. Like, he is has always been a delight. A beautiful man.
Taxi. Man, a great prick.
Oh, Taxi. Get the fuck out of here with Taxi. Louis De Palma.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Get the so fuck good. Out of here.
But Wolverine would be a perfect capper to his career.
Oh, totally. I mean, he kind of, you know, the thing about Wolverine is, and I learned this, #hetero, I wasn't one of these guys reading comic books. I was out Jason Poon, like a real man. But
at the age where we were like 7-year-olds are reading comic books.
Hey, whatever. Guys are reading comic books. And so when they made those X-Men movies, they got a nerd rage. Because nerds always rage on what actor plays their favorite comic book hero.
Yeah.
And they got real pissed off because Hugh Jackman, who took all the steroids and looks all fucking amazing, Adonis-like.
Yoked up.
He's too tall to play Wolverine. They were pissed. I guess Hugh Jackman, he's like 6'4 or something. Wolverine in the comics, I'm doing finger quotes there. In the comics, Wolverine was only 5'6", I learned. And so it's
you know who's not too tall for the role?
Danny DeVito.
Exactly.
He would actually I think he's like in the fours. So he would have to wear how about Danny DeVito and Get Shorty? How about that movie Get Shorty? James Gandolfini, Travolta.
DeVito's in it.
Yeah, DeVito's in it. He plays the movie star.
Right. He plays the Hollywood. Martin Weir.
Right.
Martin Weir.
John Travolta's trying to get
he's great. The what Shylock. Am I saying? He's great. That's a good movie. Such you know who's movie. Also great? What's his name? Who died? The cop.
Chaz Palminteri.
No. Oh. Mustache.
Dennis Farina. I always get those guys confused.
A great character actor who died way too early.
Dennis Farina, real cop. Also played a cop on TV.
Yeah, they used him as a consultant.
Yes,
made a Michael Mann movie.
Yes,
and
then they put him
and
in.
They're like, you know what? You're kind of like a good cop to play a cop.
Be a cop. It's like Arnie Hammer. Okay, Ed, we are joined now. Very popular on Reddit. A lot of talk about what she's into. I would not recommend she go and read some of this stuff.
Sadly, there was talk about what I'm into.
Right. It is complimentary. She joins us now, Kate McManus. Kate, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like you're taking the piss.
I'm not taking
it. Hey, Ed, what is this Reddit conversation? And why shouldn't I read it? Now I want to read it.
The one Reddit thing that I read tonight was they asked who would be most into pegging. Probably Ed.
Yeah. Ed's been accused of being into pegging on the...
Ed, that's fucked up and not fair.
Yeah, and they said I would be into something where you... It's called shouting or something, where you stick something in your dick hole.
Oh, yeah, enlarging the pee hole.
Why would you do that?
Kate, I would like you to say, for the record, I'm not into whatever that thing is.
I don't think you would like that.
As far as you know, right?
As far as I know.
Yes.
Okay. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what the sexual gratification is. Gratisfaction. Okay. Quick email. And I really got to reach out to Brad in New York. I don't know if he's been listening. But we're going to need a song for this because it is sweeping the fucking nation. The subject of this email is, who would you scoop? Brian, Ed, and Kate, too. A quick superhero movie decision today. Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot or from Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn. Interesting role to choose for her, but whatever. Harley Quinn.
But are they saying as the superhero?
Oh, I can't do that. Played by Margot Robbie. Who would you scoop? Vic. That's Vic from the TBLS_podcast. On Reddit, Kate's got a song for her portion of this.
can't conundrum for you, baby.
I like this song.
Woo! Good. Kate McManus.
Who sings that? That's Barry. What's it?
I think it's Barry White.
Barry White. Yeah.
Kate McManus, you say you were going to. You're very straight, as I've learned the hard way. You are only into men. You are not under circumstances with, despite.
The whole podcast is so TMI.
Despite much prodding, you are not into girls at all. But if you were given to those sort of.
Well, I things, objectively can see that right. Women are like sexy
but
or attractive.
If you were to have a special relationship with either Gal Gadot or Margot Robbie, who would you scoop?
Well, I wouldn't scoop anyone because I'm not.
No, that's the game. The game is who would you scoop?
I'm not into that term.
Who would you scoop? Well, who would you? You'd get one of those
I
big.
I have to quickly Google Gal because I forget.
They're both spectacular.
This is like a Sophie's Choice. You're walking around with one of those big restaurant style ladles like I used to use at Soup Plantation to scoop the soup. And you only can scoop up one. Only one of their fine asses can fit in that scooper. Who are you going to scoop?
This is a hard one because one of them is Australian.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Are you giving the hometown discount?
I don't know whether to be team hometown. Yes. Well,
any answer will work.
I feel like I lean more towards brunettes.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm going to go with Gal.
Okay, Gal it is. Ed Daly. Your thoughts. You've got two choices, Gal or Margot Robbie. Give it over.
Well, I would say first, if you're talking about them as their character.
Well, that's different.
There's nothing creepier than clowns. So no, I'm hard pass on Harley Quinn.
Yes.
If you're talking about them, just the actresses themselves, a really tough one because I am a massive Gal Gadot fan.
Yes.
But. Gotta go Margot Robbie because The Wolf of Wall Street, it would be
so
tough
hot.
To be
so hot.
Hotter.
So hot. She's so gorgeous. Okay. And everyone wants to know my scooping opinion, obviously, because I'm the Mr. Scoop here. I'm walking with my ladle. I'm coming in. There's Margot. There's Gal. I'm looking to scoop. I'll tell you what.
I'm having flashbacks of a very dark time of my life.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, this is a dark time. The scoop is not. It. I know you want
to tell that to
the
listeners. Tell that to the listeners. Check the Reddit page, Ed. Check the Reddit page. See what's going on with Scoop.
Flashbacks of that cartoon I created.
Am I pushing
Jake's booty call?
You mean check the Reddit page that thinks I'm into pegging?
Yes, exactly. Check that page. And see if Scoop's alive or dead. Also, check my Twitter feed. People love Scoop. That said, when I go out to dinner, I don't like to get just a big plate of one thing. I like to taste a little bit of everything. I like to go for small plates. Let's try the carpaccio. Maybe get a few oysters, not too many. Don't want to fill up. Let's try, how about some cheeses and some Iberico and all sorts of different flavors. I like to get a lot of flavors. And while Margot Robbie is extremely fine and beautiful, and I would love to spend time with her, I've already sampled the island nation of Australia, the continent down under. I've been down under. And to me, it's probably the best. But what I haven't done is hung out in Israel. Where Gal kicks it. I would like to sample the hummus.
Well, I guess similarly.
Yeah.
I've got a member of the tribe in my household.
Exactly. Exactly. Little taste. So. Little taste from around the world. Thank you very much for that, Vic, proprietor of the Reddit page.
I can't decide. This can't for you, baby.
Great game. It's sweeping the nation. Kate McManus.
I've made the mistake of going on the Reddit.
Uh-oh, hold on. Let the song play.
It's like a She69. Juggalos and the beat. It's Korean hook bomb. to Rick, cause it's all I need.
Oh my God, I'm reading this.
Kate, what's popping off on the Reddit? What's popping off on the Reddit page? What do you what strikes your fancy there? Fancy sauce.
I just read something to the effect that it was nice to know Kate prefers down the hatch to facials.
Oh, see that I didn't read that
then
part.
Then someone says she actually did say that, and then someone said, "Well, I don't know if she technically said that, but she is obviously staunchly against facial fun."
That's right.
And then I wonder if Brian and Kate ever had a pegging sesh.
That is so
Someone
rude.
Said, I wager not.
We don't have to relive this part.
Yes.
If
yes.
one of them was secretly into pegging, I would say it.
Ed. And then there's reasons. Reasons,
if
colon.
If Brian was into it, he would proudly proclaim
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
B, Ed goes out of his way to say he's not into butt stuff.
Yeah. The girl doth protest too much.
This is so funny.
It's fantastic. Okay. Go on the Reddit page.
Wanted to check that out.
Amazing.
So glad I did.
Kate, what is popping off in the world of celebrity news? What is happening in
so
fancy
much
pop?
Is happening.
What is going
Where
on?
To start?
Okay.
Izzy Azalea. Iggy.
Iggy.
Can't talk.
Speaking it's of Aussies. Weekend.
Yeah, fellow Australian Iggy Azalea feels violated after nude photos of her from a 2016 GQ magazine shoot have somehow mysteriously leaked online. The photographer is very upset about this, and Izzy is Iggy. Why do I keep saying Izzy?
I don't know, but I almost started Googling Izzy.
Iggy is out for blood. She wants to press criminal charges. So she addresses, the leak on her social media accounts, and then I guess she deleted her social media account. Which is always a weird thing to do. Like,
yeah, why?
Because people are going to comment about your body and stuff. Yeah.
So
like, whatever.
So clearly she's leaked the photos, right? This is a stunt, would you say?
Who knows? I don't know. I guess we'll find out if somebody else is responsible and she maintains this.
Because I've Googled them here and she's not exactly naked. I mean, it's for GQ. Oh, that's an airbrush nipple. Oh, they kind of bad implants. Bad implants. You can see the implant down at the bottom here, and you can see the scar on the nipple.
So this happens periodically.
Yeah, they do this on purpose. She looks great, so she wouldn't be protesting this. She took the pictures for a reason.
Well, she's saying the one she thought would be published was the ones where she's sort of covering her breasts with her hands and stuff. And, you know, not everybody wants their naked body, whether they look good or not.
No, I agree.
Like, leaked on the internet. Yeah. So, yeah.
But she leaked them. She leaked them.
You don't know that. You're so cynical. Sure. I do know. Iggy / Izzy.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Good for her. I hope she's able to relaunch her thing, whatever that is. What else is happening, Kate?
I don't know if you guys heard, but Adam Levine is leaving The Voice.
Fascinating.
Which apparently is in pre-taping of season 16.
That can't be possibly be true.
It's crazy.
I know.
I know it's true because Michelle watches every goddamn episode.
Oh my God. That's worse than The Bachelor.
So
she watches all those too.
Yes, I know.
So from what I gather, they changed the rules of the show. Adam didn't like the new rules of the show.
Yeah.
Like the format, like the judging.
Oh, did he like the $10 million that he got?
More than that. I would read like the actual details, but they're so nerdy and hard to understand.
Yeah.
And I don't watch The Voice.
I've never seen it.
But the long and the short of it is that he had a tantrum.
Yep.
And then he had to go to New York for the upfronts.
Upfronts.
And he had to perform with his castmates. So who's that? Blake, Gwen.
Yeah, they do shtick.
Kelly.
I've seen the commercials where him and Blake.
John Legend.
They're like, hey, country boy. What up, city slicker? And they like have like a fake interaction battles with each other. It's cute.
And so apparently Adam's apathy really showed during this performance where like all the NBC heads were there and all the big advertisers. And he apparently checked out. He was like not animated at all. He just kind of stood on the stage and sang while everyone else was kind of like moving around and dancing. Mm-hmm. And the co-chairman of NBC Entertainment was incensed.
Yeah.
He said that it was so, he was embarrassed and furious that he exhibited such indifference in front of the very people, the advertisers who pays $26 million annual salary.
Get the fuck out of here.
So apparently this guy wanted Levine to fire him on the spot. He walked that back a little bit. Get and then the they came to some mutual agreement where Levine was allowed to exit.
Out of here.
Anyway, like these fucking entitled. I mean, who was he before this show?
I don't know. It's,
he was in the band Maroon 5.
He was.
Yeah.
I haven't watched this show, but he's a known guy. I knew who he was.
No, I know, but he wasn't like the household name that he is now. Yeah. And I just feel like the level of ungratefulness and entitledness that allows you to throw this kind of fucking tantrum because you don't like the new format of your show.
Yeah. For 20,
I don't know. Are you? Have you negotiated to become an executive producer? Yes. Do you have a say in that? Well, then that's your fault.
Yes, totally agree. Well,
Michelle tried to talk to me about this. So I only got pieces because I just really it was very detailed.
Is she team
but
Adam?
Apparently, but apparently he had a disastrous last year.
Yes.
Like something went really bad for his team or something, and he was like
how dreadful.
Like everybody got eliminated in the beginning or something, and then I just kind of walked away because I just didn't want to hear anymore. But apparently, it was looking bad for him anyway on the show. Like nobody respected his team.
Who gives a fuck? Who respects it? They're all karaoke singers. Like they're all cruise ship singers. Like who gives a fuck?
I like on all these shows. This isn't the last you've heard of me.
Of course it is.
Actually, it is. We'll never hear.
Yeah, unless I'm doing the fucking Ensenada to Puerto Vallarta Princess Cruise, I'm never going to hear of you again because that's the level.
Well, he's clocked so much money now.
Yeah, but he could still be clocking it. It would only go up.
That's true.
$26 million? I'll fly to fucking New York and do a jig on stage.
Or if you don't like the show and you don't like the rules anymore, then quit. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
But that being said,
I take the money.
I always marvel at people who can keep it going. If I made $26 million for 1 year of something, it would take a lot to get me out of bed ever again.
He's digging ditches. Like he's going on TV and he's getting adulation and all.
I get it. I'm just saying, what would be your motivation? If you've got like $100 million in the bank, why would you do anything but like your interests?
But that is, I mean, supposedly his interest. He likes music, right? Maybe he likes the mentorship.
Well, he can still make music with his band.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And play golf.
I get it.
We were just down in Mexico a couple of months ago, and he was having his 40th birthday party. And some people that were with our group had some crossover and were invited to his party.
Kate's dropping names.
And
names adjacent.
My friend was texting me pictures of this party, which was like for 350 people for your 350 of your closest friends for your 40th.
Yeah.
And it was such a just one of those gross parties. It's like, you know, like a big event with like
pretty fun. They had softball,
I guess,
and fucking ping pong
if
and
that's
shit,
what you're
and
into.
All sorts of stuff. Ed, what was the question?
You would not play ping pong or
any
softball at a party, Brian.
Is there any pictures of what?
His wife.
Oh yeah, there were pictures, but on his Instagram, the hottie Prince Lou.
Oh.
Also Israeli. So Adam Levine out at The Voice. I'll continue to not watch The Voice forever in solidarity.
To replace him, I wonder who it will be.
Somebody else who wants to make a lot of money. And they're going to save a lot of money because they're not going to have to give this guy $26 million. What else, Kate?
A new video has surfaced.
Typing. Yeah.
Of Tony Robbins.
Tommy Robbins with the gigantism.
I really can't deal with self-help gurus.
Like cucumbers.
Yeah.
I fucking hate self-help
Me
gurus.
Too.
And a lot of people are into this Tony Robbins guy. Like a lot of I don't know, people that you would know, celebrities and.
He used to have late night infomercials when I was coming down off acid and I'd watch his giant face and I'd be like, oh my God.
Imagine that you're going to be successful.
I'm flashing back at that huge jaw.
Oh, yes. The teeth.
Yeah, the whole thing.
You might think these are tombstones, but they're actually my teeth.
Yes.
So awful. I guess there's an investigation going on at the moment into Robin's decades-long history of alleged sexual misconduct. And in this video, the world-famous self-help coach describes how he would intentionally shock his audience to get them on board with the self-help methods. And this includes one seminar that involved repeatedly using the N-word and kissing a woman who was unhappy with his lecture. Like, she wanted to leave, and he forcefully kissed her to try to shock her.
Like, shock therapy?
Yeah. And then,
I'm shocked that anybody pays this guy money to get motivated.
He was really going on about the N-word, as he was saying to his 60% black crowd. As long as someone calls you an N-word and gets that kind of, he's actually saying the N-word. Right. I'm just saying N-word.
I saw that video, and his move was to be like, hey, that guy called me a hunky.
Read the paragraph. Yeah. This is what he said. As long as someone calls you an N-word and gets that kind of response, I've seen right now where you're ready to explode, and what you've done is given that person absolute control of you. You have no control of your life. You are still a slave.
Oh my God. So no, cool. Bad. No, dude. I was ready to defend.
And then
Tony
he did a dance
there.
And sang, I'm an N-word. You're an N-word. Ooh, dance. Be an N-word.
Yeah. I get it. He's trying to be outrageous.
Is that like, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, Dr. Pepper song? Is that what he's doing?
He's so cringy, and, you know, he's been accused of sexual misconduct by 9 women.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And I'm pretty sure he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But, hey, if you're in Tony Robbins, good for you.
Good for you.
I used to see those infomercials. I was not coming off acid. I was probably during the refractory period after watching Silk Stockings.
Oh, yeah, those were good. Those are good.
But he wouldn't say anything of substance.
No, they never
that
do.
Was the,
they
that never was
do.
The whole thing.
Yeah. They never do.
They just say shit like, imagine that things are going well.
Yeah.
If you don't think you're going to be the president of the company, you won't be the president of the company. Yeah. Well, there's a couple
the
more
thing.
Steps.
If you are paying to go see these people give you, like, non-advice.
Yes.
You're a sucker.
Who do we hate more, him or Gary Vaynerchuk? Is that his name?
Who's Vaynerchuk?
Oh, he's like a new school Gary Robbins and Tony Robbins, and he's like this little Russian guy. And he's always like, what you need to do is double down on your passions, because your skills are worthless if you're not invested in your future. Stuff like that.
I mean, he's not fucking.
I still think Tommy Robbins is worse, but also fuck Gary Vaynerchuk. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I feel like that might be a hockey player.
No, it's Vaynerchuk.
Okay. All right, Kate, what else?
You're thinking of Clint Malarchuk.
That's true. Yeah, I am.
In a new interview with The Telegraph, it's an UK
tab
publication.
Yes.
Rob Lowe was asked if he considers himself to be more or less vain than the average British man.
I'd let Rob Lowe peg me.
Rob Lowe replied, that's a low bar, because apparently Rob Lowe is very traumatized by watching Prince William go bald and not do anything about it. No Rogaine, no nothing. Just
Yes.
He said he felt it was very traumatic.
Yes.
He said,
what?
He said, the first glimmer that a single hair of mine was going to fall out, I was having stuff mainlined into my fucking veins. And that's what I did for the next 30 years. He's got a beautiful head of hair.
He's got a beautiful everything.
He just didn't understand why Prince William, who has all the means to, you know, keep his hair,
There's no stopping that.
I mean, the bigger issue is that he looks like a fucking horse. Who cares about your hair at that point?
You know, it's funny. He started out the handsome one.
He looks better with hair.
He started out the handsome
the
one.
The Ginge became the handsome.
And everyone's like, oh, this one's a Ginge. He's unfortunate looking. He's called Harry. And it turned out Harry ended up being the handsome one.
Harry's a hot name.
And also Harry's a hot name.
Harry can get it.
Oh, Harry Windsor?
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin. Also beautiful. Mm-hmm. This.
Anyone good. Harry can get it.
Take her. What about Harry and the Hendersons?
Just kidding.
This Harry Windsor, he William, he looks just like the dad, Charles. He's spitting image of Charles with a little bit of Diana mixed in.
A lot of Diana.
He's got that. Diana had some tough.
Looks a lot about
features.
Diana.
Yeah. The Ginge, Harry Windsor, he looks nothing like Charles, but he looks shockingly similar to the colonel that James Diana supposedly had an affair with immediately.
They do look the same.
They look exactly alike. There's websites where you can see this kind of information. But he's
kind of like how Khloe Kardashian looks a lot like O.J. Simpson.
That's right. Okay, what else, Kate?
I know you guys like a little slice of life. Did you talk about our vacation in Palm Springs?
No.
No.
Why would I have talked about that?
Well, because there was a celebrity aspect.
There was?
Ooh. Well, we went to dinner at the Parker, which is a hotel in Palm Springs.
Oh.
And we rolled up in an Uber, and they had a checkpoint outside the driveway,
they
which is weird. You couldn't drive up and just, you know, to the valet.
But your man.
And they stopped
your man's
us.
Got big dick energy, and right?
They made us roll down the window, and they said, hi, do you have a reservation with us? Are you staying here or do you have a reservation?
Yes.
We said no, because we were going to a place that doesn't take a reservation.
Right.
And they said, well, it's actually the property's closed tonight to
the
public.
Right. That's right.
And I was like, oh, is there an event? And then Brian said, no, we're going to, and then named the place that
we
were
going.
It's and,
like a secret
speakeasy. And then the guy was like, oh, you guys are good. You can go in.
Yeah.
Brian was all excited.
And
then we walked in
we
basically got like escorted by a staff person to where we were going. Like we weren't allowed to kind of like wander around. Yeah. And then we found out that Leo DiCaprio was on premises.
Yeah, amongst others.
Amongst others.
The owner of the New York Giants.
With a lot of 18-year-olds.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But there had to be somebody there of note because it was a high-level security presence.
Was he riding around in his hydro-powered jetpack?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably. He was probably doing donuts in the pool.
He was probably blasting in the air, supporting himself with a full stream of his own cum.
And the valet guy said that he was like,
all the time.
He was like, yeah, I've seen him. He's all wrapped up. Like,
yeah, he wraps his head in a scarf.
Like a turban thing?
We did not see him.
His mommy?
Yeah, we did not see him there. Celebrity, no celebrity actual sign.
New couple alert. One of Brian's favorites.
Yes.
Australian Naomi Watts.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Looks like she's hooked up with
Naomi Watts.
Billy Crudup. Who was
what?
With, okay,
he was,
let's talk
he was
about.
He in a movie 20 years ago.
Yes.
Billy Crudup was with Mary Louise Parker.
Babe.
They were in a long-term relationship.
What a babe. She was pregnant.
Then she got pregnant with his
10
child.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years. Like, she got pregnant with his child in her 30s. And like 3 months later, Billy Crudup was off with Claire Danes.
That's right.
His and I didn't know they had broken up.
Yeah, he did. No, Claire Danes is married to Hugh Dancy.
Oh.
And they have children.
Oh, but Billy Crudup went off with Claire Danes.
He went off, and I just saw Billy Crudup's in a
they
new
broke up.
In a, yeah, is in a new movie, and he looks so fucking old.
Well, he probably is getting old.
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
I mean, he used
to
be beautiful. He looks
old.
Like a little guy. He was in that Almost Famous, and he was so good looking. He played the guitar player.
Yeah, that's cute.
Jason Lee was the singer. It was a whole thing.
So he better be good to Naomi.
Yeah, they seem like a nice couple. What else, Kate?
This is one of my favorite stories of the week. So Moby.
Oh, this is a great story.
DJ Moby.
Yep.
DJ Vegan Moby.
Yep. Fuck Moby.
He has a book out, right? He's been doing a press tour. I saw him on, what's that show?
Bill Maher.
He's doing the rounds. Apparently, he talks in his book about how he had a relationship with and made it sound like it was kind of a serious relationship with Natalie Portman when Natalie was 20.
She was in college, right?
And
she just there's some dispute.
Yeah,
about
he
that.
Claimed that, you know, they kissed and maybe they slept in the same bed one night. And anyway, Natalie Portman heard this and was like, no, that never happened.
Yes.
We're only ever acquaintances, and in fact, I found him really creepy.
Yes.
But Moby's doubled down. The only thing he's apologized for is talking about her in the book without kind of like letting her know.
It is kind of douchey. It's supremely douchey.
Because he made it sound like they were together, and then Natalie, you know, started seeing someone else, and that's, you know, what ended it.
So I had always assumed, and this
she didn't deny it though, did she?
Yeah, she did deny it. I had always assumed, and this is maybe my straight privilege talking, I had always assumed Moby was gay.
Yeah, I wonder how much, I thought so too,
yeah.
But I wonder how much was the fact that Eminem referred to him as "you 36-year-old bald-headed fag." That's
See, lonely. I didn't even know that.
You're too old. Let go. It's over. Nobody listens to techno.
I do remember that.
Because much like Moby's music, I don't listen to Eminem's music either. But so I didn't know that. But oh my god, something's happened. Did you touch the cable?
I touched a cable.
Mark's bored. I'd always assume Moby was gay. Do you think he put stories like this in his memoir to straighten up his, like, do you think lots of people sort of have that same presumption about Moby, that wrong presumption?
Well, the other big story from his book was about rubbing his dick on Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, but he kind of like made, like, he was kind of like, thought he was real cool for doing that.
Right. I watched that interview on Bill Maher, and he's really feeling himself.
Yeah, he is. He really is. And he's a douche. And I didn't like the way he talked shit on my guy Bourdain when he died.
He talked shit?
Yeah.
Are you now broadcasting from Malaysia? What's happening over there?
I had to fix it. The cables get loose. So if they get.
How do they get loose?
I got to put some slack in them or else they start to pull out. Moby.
Moby seems like a dickhead.
Yeah, he seems like a dickhead.
He looks like a dick.
Yeah.
Like an actual penis.
Oh, Bourdain. When Bourdain died, he's like, sorry, I'm not going to mourn somebody who...
because he's a vegan.
Yeah, who was so callous towards the lives of so many animals. We talked about it on the show. He had a fucking douchey quote because somebody chose to eat different fucking foods than him. Fuck you. Plants have feelings too. Go fuck yourself. All right. Anything else?
Over. That's it.
All right. Four at Daily. Four Kate McManus. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 270 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
And we're not scooping anything.
Not smaller, broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Bron Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.